Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I'm a holistic business coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business solutions company dedicated to providing actionable solutions to modern day business challenges. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Now let's get started with this episode, this next show. I'm excited about this guest I'm going to introduce momentarily. It's really important to me that we are continuing to build a tribe, a group of people together. Last episode, we talked about how so many times we feel lonely as entrepreneurs and small business owners, that our friends and family, even who want to come around and help, truly don't understand what we're going through. In that episode, I talked about the importance of having a coach, a business coach, a sales coach, if you really are fine-tuning your sales strategies, a mentor. And I 100% believe in that. Like I shared last week, I am on the search for a mentor of my own who can really come alongside me that I can meet with. I have quite a few mentors that I have connected with and spent some time with over the past years. Many of them I still do connect with, but at a distance, and I'm looking for somebody that I can meet with. So wholeheartedly believe in that. But another area, an additional area that we can be diving into, that we should be diving into for our businesses is collaboration, is working together as entrepreneurs and small business owners. I am a huge fan of this. You know, that's why we've started this podcast, is I want to create a community, a tribe of entrepreneurs, small business owners that understands what we're going through, that works together to find solutions. And so I'm inviting those on the show. I'm looking for your comments so that we can continue to grow together. We are in the works of a mastermind group, a weekly gathering of listeners, small business owners, entrepreneurs, just to collaborate, to talk about our shared experiences, to talk about how we've conquered things, and then to talk about the struggles that we've had together, or that we've had as individuals, and then come together and figure out how we can best create solutions and strategies. So that's what we're doing here. Again, for all of you that have been following the show, liking it, commenting, subscribing, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what we need to do to push through the algorithm. We need to see downloads. We need to see likes. We need to see comments, because that just shows the world of technology and social media and everything that we're the real deal, that we're a growing group that's thriving, and that allows us to reach out and reach up to more people to come alongside us, partner with us, and help in growing that. I do this because I want your success. We don't make a dime off of this show. We are not going to be looking for advertisers or anybody like that to sponsor this. This is hours of my time spent, and of course the expense of technology and things, because I believe in you and because I know that our success will be best together. It says, you know, that saying that I absolutely love and I've used a lot, a rising tide raises all ships. I mean it. I'm putting my money and my time where my mouth is. Let's all grow together. So without further ado, I want to introduce Mark Newsom, aka Mr. Marketing. He's a cash flow generation specialist, routinely helping small business owners generate or discover previously hidden profit centers within their business or their service. This man is passionate about it. I got to spend about 45 minutes or so on what I told him was going to be a 10-minute Zoom call last week, just to get to know one another, talk about business. We could have gone hours and hours and hours. I probably should have just hit record and ran with it, because this man loves to bring success for entrepreneurs. He's got some unique ideas. There's a couple of things that we're going to discuss that I'm excited about. So, I'm really excited. Please like and share this episode. And without further ado, I want to bring on Mr. Mark Newsom. Well, welcome, Mark. I am super excited to have you here. Man, since we talked last week, for that 45-minute, 10-minute conversation. I've been thinking about all the excitement that we talked about. I love people that love business, that love success, who take the time to dig into it and build upon it. So I'm excited. I'm excited to have you on here today. So thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. In fact, if you poured water on me right now, you'd just see all the steam, okay? Because I'm still on fire from last week.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Why are you called Mr. Marketing?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not all totally ego. I promise you that. But seeing how my first name is Mark, and I didn't realize it until I started calling myself, how many other people actually say that? And I thought, well, it's not so original as I thought. But to answer your question directly, like you, Steve, I've always had a passion for creativity, and not just the type of creativity that says I want to do my own thing, but kind of leveraging off and playing off and building off what other experts like yourself have said. Like mathematically, if you said 8 + 2, I'd say, oh, okay, 7 + 3 or 12 - 2. I just seem to have some kind of, I don't want to say gift, but a thing. Yeah. And so I've just learned to run with it. So I just started calling myself Mr. Marketing.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, one thing when it comes to business is making sure that we're getting known and seen. If, you know, one of my long-term people that I've followed and been mentored by has been Grant Cardone. And he always shares that even if you had a product that was absolutely free, and it was, let's say it's a cure to cancer, and it's free, it costs you nothing. If people don't know about it, you're not selling one, right? Doesn't matter. It's not about cost. It's not about having the right thing. Although those do matter. If Absolutely. People don't know about it, then you may as well have not wasted your time and energy on it.
Agreed.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, hey, in our conversation last week that I've been just stoked about was that we talked about how businesses can benefit by collaborating with one another to increase growth for both of them, not just one, not just the other. And then you said something that I've been thinking about, and I actually slipped and dropped it into last week's episode, talking about being on an island. And so kind of elaborate on that. What does it mean to be on an island?
Unfortunately, you know as well as I do, Stephen, we get the bug. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start a business. And suddenly, you're wearing all these hats, first of all. And you think you have to do everything yourself. I call it the equivalent of trying to push a car uphill on the hottest day of the year. It's a grind. No. Yeah. What you need is, like what we're doing, collaboration. Mm. And just before we came on here, ladies and gentlemen, we both agreed that, let's say he has 100 contacts, unique contacts. I have 100 unique contacts. Do you not realize when we combine our strengths, how much, I call it the mushroom effect, how much more broader we can spread on the same or less effort? So translate that for a small business, Stephen. Why invest $1,000 if you can get the same results from 100?
Yeah.
Or 50? We say, well, how do you get that leverage? Collaboration.
Yeah.
Makes the world go round.
Absolutely. And, you know, my listeners, followers, and actually anybody who knows me and does business with me, especially my coaching clients, know that I love numbers. I love statistics. And a lot of that is because we can be emotional people, and we can see the things we want to see, and we can reason things away because we're super excited to risk the new hottest TikTok trend or whatever. So I did take the time after a conversation last week to look up some statistics on there. It makes sense to me what you're saying about collaboration. And I've had real world experience in some of my businesses. But again, I love to always take it back to the statistics and the numbers. And so here's a couple that I came up with. And one of them is companies that collaborate with partners. And this is from Elise Marketing. They were talking about the power of partnerships, unleashing growth through network collaboration. And they're actually a company that watches this stuff and tracks it. So companies that collaborate with partners to expand their customer base achieve an average revenue growth rate of 5.4% compared to 3.5%. So a whole almost 2% than the companies that operate independently. by leveraging their networks and customer bases of your partners to reach new audiences. So almost 2% additional growth rate simply by collaborating and leveraging each other's customer bases to reach new audiences. Then one other one that stood out to me was, and we talked about this. You said you can bring, you know, if I bring $100 or $1,000 and you bring $1,000, you know, we can really have the effect of more like a $2,000 worth of strategy, right? Or we can reduce our outlay, which, let's be honest, we're in a day and age where a lot of companies are a little cash strapped, right? They're running a little thin right now. And so if we can share that, the better. So it says that we can also help reduce cost and share risk by sharing resources, infrastructure, and expertise. We can achieve economies of scale, finding an average of 10 to 20% cost reduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't realize what this man just said. Pardon me. I guarantee you, if we had 2, 4, 5 hours to spend with you, what he just shared right there, we could take and break it up and sectionalize it. Like, for instance, when he's saying lower cost, let's say he's the big buck retailer that's got the cash. I'm the little guy. It might behoove him to finance my marketing and advertising because it'll cost him less and he'll still get the same benefit, which is what? New customers. This thing is powerful. I mean, believe me, and a 2%, that might just be the front end.
Yeah.
The back end could be 14% or 37%. Who knows? Once we test, who knows? But the point is, you have no idea how much meat he's just shared with you in what, maybe 45 seconds? There is a ton of opportunity. In fact, think of it this way, too, and I'm glad you said this, because, see, I would have got on one of my rants, Stephen, and I would have missed this.
Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, think about what he just said. The fact that businesses are cutting back, that's the opportunity bell ringing. What do you mean, Mark? Because why would I want to spend $10,000 if this man has got a plan? He said, look, Mark, I can show you how we can take $4,000 of that money, put $6,000 back in your pocket, and still get you to the same gross profit margin on the front end only. Man, if that's not a door opener, I don't know what is.
Yeah, so let's talk about some real-world examples. How would you see that playing out in the real world if we are if we are collaborating on something? What are different ways that businesses can collaborate on together?
Man, I'm so glad you asked.
And we're keeping it to a short episode, Mark. Let's not go on for 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah, right. Now, follow this. Let's suppose I am a retail bakery. Steven is a retail appliance dealer. We're in the same mini strip mall. His store, like, is 3 times bigger than mine. But the point is, he comes in for his Monday meeting. We know each other. We talk sports, politics, women. We argue about this, that, and the other in a friendly way. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, say, if his team wins this week and then my team wins. So we always got this camaraderie. And one day, Steven comes in. Oh, I was going to jump the gun and talk about the magic question, but I'll save it, Steven. But the point is, he wants to know, am I open to getting new customers? And I'm like, yeah, of course. He said, I'll tell you what I do, Mark. I've got an email list of 37,000 locals. I average about 42% open rate. So, man, 35 to 42%. Let's just go with 30%. I'm like, okay. I'm kind of doing the math in my head. And he says, I want you to make me up just a sketch of what a coupon would look like. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. I have my team work on it, send it to you, approve it. And he says, well, here's what I'm going to do. What's your slowest day of the week? I said, oh, man, Tuesdays are killing me. He says, Tuesday, I'm going to send out an email 3 times in a day telling them, as a special promotion to my audience, my subscribers, come to your shop, and anybody that buys a extra large beverage, here's what you're going to do for them. You're going to charge them retail the first time, $11.99, X, whatever it is. But when they bring that cup back from now on, they only pay $2.99. So where are they going to come back more often? Bingo. On the back end, what am I going to sell them? Cakes, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, graduations, retirements, opening of new business. Oh, blah, blah, blah. So my head is exploding. And I'm like, whoa. And he says to me, he says, now, Mark, are you okay with periodically returning the favor as long as it doesn't take away from anything you're doing? Of course, Steve. He says, well, here's what I want you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, follow this. You'll love this. Steven's going to, because he's the big buck guy, he's going to supply me with these sealed envelopes. But here's what the outside of the envelope is going to say for every customer who spends over a certain amount, $10, $20, whatever it is. Get this. In big red bold letters, music legend Stevie Wonder couldn't miss. In quotation marks. You, Y-O-U, definitely deserve this exclamation point. Now, Stephen, I got to ask you. If anybody, but especially the local women, get that envelope with their order, tell me how many nanoseconds it's going to take them to rip that thing open.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's going to say, dear friend, because you're a valued customer of Mark's Bakery, I have a special gift for you. Hi, I'm Stephen Harris, the owner of blah, blah, blah's appliance, located two suites down in the same mini mall. You bring this in, you can save, now get follow the concept here, ladies and gentlemen. You could save 10% up to $100. Oh, come on, Mark. Right. However, simply for dragging a friend who's at least 18, I'll give you 40% up to $2,000. Now, don't get caught up on the math. It's the concept. It doesn't have to be 10%. It doesn't have to be $2,000. The point is your ethical bribe has to be good enough that they're like, I'd be a fool not to go recruit somebody for this guy.
Yeah.
And he knows the more people come in his store, the more money he's going to make.
Yeah.
Now, when you get off of here, ladies and gentlemen, I know Steve's already pounding since your head, but I got to say this. Go watch a video or two on YouTube or Google, what is total lifetime customer value?
Mm.
Once you know that figure, now you know what you can safely afford to attempt to get a paying customer. Tell me what good does this do to spend $5,000 on a customer whose lifetime value is only $900?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go broke.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know this and don't guess. If you're just starting out, you say, well, Mark, I'm just starting out. Steven, I'm just starting. Take the norm of your industry and go from there. Or hire a guy like Steven or me. Okay, we'll get you through it. But the point is,
you go.
Once you know that lifetime customer value, now you don't have to spend a dollar on a billboard ad or a pay-per-click. You got options, man. And that's what we're trying to here to expand you so you see you are not a prisoner. But I'm sorry to answer your question directly, but by he and I collaborating like this, I'm not an island anymore. I'm not trying to do everything with my own resources. And think about this. If I can do this with Steven, in fact, Steven's way ahead of me. So here's what he says. He says, Mark, if you'll give my customers and my employees, current and future, and my vendors, are you catching this, ladies and gentlemen? Lifetime locked in grandfather savings of X. X plus, will they drag a friend? I'll introduce you to three other local, non-directly competing vendors you can do the same thing with.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Now let me ask you this. You just said non-competing vendors. Now, do you think that there are opportunities, and I have my opinion of it, so I'm curious yours, that there's opportunities for even competing vendors to collaborate together to grow business?
Of course, but now let me preface this. This man is experienced expert. It's not a challenge for him. If you're just starting out, there's more than enough non-directly competing vendors. In fact, oh my God, Steve, see what happens when I get on your rant? Ladies and gentlemen, you first start at home. What are you saying, Mark? Your current vendors.
Yeah.
You start with them. You ethically bribe the owners, their vendors, their customers. With these ethical bribes, get the people in the store knowing that your lifetime customer value says the average customer is going to buy so many times, either a month or year, whatever it is, and they're going to stay so many months, so many years. Once you have an idea what that is, then you can make a really sexy offer. And you predicate it on, Stephen, I'll give you a bigger savings for every non-directly competing vendor you introduce me to. That's leverage, man.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's say, Steve, do you have a favorite place where you go drink your mocha or anything like that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's say he and I are sitting in his favorite place. We're chopping it up. I'm taking notes. We're doing this whole thing. And he says, Mark, listen, man, I really would love you to come on my podcast and share some of this information. This is fabulous. Do you realize I've just went from one-to-one to one-to-many?
Mm-hmm.
For the same effort, the same mm-hmm. time. Look at the exposure. That's called leverage.
Yeah.
That's what you and I want. Man, I'm telling you, there's more leverage sitting out there staring you in the face. But because you got your marketing blinders on, and let's be honest, Stephen, I hate to say this. This may get me thrown off the show and never invited back. But part of your problem is your inner circle. They're not expanding you.
Right.
They're making you shrink.
Yep.
You got to get around people like him who get your mind going. And everything won't work. We know that. That's why we test.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some of it is going to be a grand slam. I'm here to tell you. He's here to tell you.
Yeah, I absolutely. And I love that point. And I'll preach that. I definitely say it to my kids, but I'll preach that to business owners as well. Man, it's you got to get around people that are bigger than you
don't
and
make
not
you grow.
Not be afraid to do it. I mean, I've got photos on my wall here behind me of people that are way out of my circle. You know, what's that? Yeah, they say if you're in the, you know, if you're the biggest fish in the pond, you're in the wrong pond.
The wrong pond.
Absolutely.
In fact, can I share one other thing?
So please do.
Be off the cuff, but I just want look at that, ladies and gentlemen. You can see it on his wall, which says "Gorgeous Business." What's the last part? Say,
solutions.
Gorgeous solutions. Right now, let's suppose that is a painting by a famous painter.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen is doing this live podcast and people are DMing saying, that is an awesome painting. Where'd you get it? Stephen goes to the guy or gal who made the painting and says, hey, how would you like to get some free publicity in exchange for letting me put this painting of my choice on my wall?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. Now all Stephen does is send a link and say, you know what? I got a special arrangement with this guy or gal. You're going to get X percent off. He just made this person some money, and more importantly, the more paintings that person gets in their house, apartment, whatever, the more exposure they get. Would
Absolutely.
You rather run ads, pay-per-click, and write headlines and all that stuff, or do something simple like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man, if you are a retail furniture store or appliance center, you find, somebody like Steven, you give him a flat screen 75-inch television at cost, or if he does enough business for you, free. What's your sport, Stephen? You a sports guy? What sport you like?
Golf.
Okay. When the Masters comes on, let's say I'm the retailer. I text Stephen. I say, hey, man, how many are you going to have over at the Masters, at your house for the Masters? Stephen's like, oh, man, 20 people. I say, I'll tell you what. You know that gourmet pizza place? The one I know you like it. And he's like, yeah, I'll order $200 worth of pizza. You guys have to provide your own booze. But pizza, sides, and all I want you to do when the people come over and see your sexy 75-inch flat screen television, you don't have to tell them I gave it to you at cost, but I want you to hand out these extremely time-sensitive gift certificates that invites them to my store. And the flip side says, enter my free drawing for a chance to win their own 75-inch flat screen TV. And simply for dragging a friend who's at least 18 with them, they can save X percent off up to X. Now, you think he's happy to be able to have the friends over? He didn't pay for the pizza. He got the television at cost. And here's what I tell him. Get this. He loved this, ladies and gentlemen. Get this. Whatever Stephen paid for cost, I say, hey, man, as soon as I gross that, I'm giving you that back. Say what? Now Steven's got the TV for free. Does he have a story to tell at Thanksgiving? Yeah. Does he have a story? He goes to the barbershop. Yeah. When he's hanging out with his besties. Yeah. When he's on the golf course. Yeah. You think I'm going to do any more business? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah. And really, there's no limits to this, you know? So that's, I have 2 points I want to make here. Number one, there's no limits. It really is the creativity that you can come up with. And that's where you get around people like Mark and myself that can brainstorm with you, that can come
yes.
up with. I can't tell you the amount of times that I have been on a coaching call or with one of our marketing clients and have said something that just makes sense to me. It just seems like normal. Okay, this is what I've thought about. And it seems mind-blowing to a client. And not because, I mean, our clients are brilliant, talented people. Yes,
in their own right. That's right.
They are kind of like we talked about in last week's episode. They're down in the weeds. They're in the day-to-day of their business. They're putting out fires. They're hiring people. They're firing people. They're managing their budgets. They're ordering inventory. They're acquiring new clients. They're taking care of the clients they have now. And so that's where, again, to feed back to last week's episode, that's why you need a coach. That's why you need to pay for somebody to help with marketing. It's not that you can't do it. It's right. The fact that you don't get to step away long enough to look and see things different outside of the box, come up with these creative ideas. And, you know, for somebody like me and for Mark, we work with so many clients of so many different industries that we've seen it done so many different ways and so many different times. And I'll tell you, I have seen it done so wrong. Partly I've seen it done unethically, and I've seen people spend tens of thousands of dollars on an ad or a program that just crashed and burned. So I've seen it done right and wrong. I've done it right. I've done it wrong.
Amen.
And so at the end of the day, the only thing that limits you in this is your creativity or the creativity of the people around you. Exactly. If you're bringing people around you, and you need to be bringing people around you for that. I'll tell you, I'll say it this way. If you're going to spend $1,000 on an ad campaign, I would spend $500 on the person to help you develop and design and create the ad campaign and do less outgo of your ad campaign, because $1,000 that brings you one customer versus $1,000 that brings you 30 or 50 customers, night and day difference. And that's the power of collaborating together. Second thing I want to say is there's one non-monetary result of collaborating. And I don't think it's discussed enough in business owners circles and entrepreneur circles, is just the sheer joy of helping somebody else succeed. That's one of the reasons we started this podcast. It's one of the things I love about entrepreneurs for the most part, is how much we love helping one another. I read a post, I think it was yesterday actually, on LinkedIn that was talking about helping, you know, working together with her competition. She was a motivational speaker, life coach, and she was talking about having coffee with another motivational speaker, life coach, another person, and how they collaborated together. If you're afraid of collaborating together because you're worried about competition getting the upper edge on you, I want to say this. Let's go back to something that I've discussed multiple times, your mindset. There is not a shortage of opportunity and success available for the world. Mark so and I true. Can be in the same space doing the same thing in the same way. And as long as we're putting the right practices in place, taking care of people properly, serving at a high level, we will both find success. In fact, if we're both finding success and then collaborating, it's not one plus one equals two. It's 1 + 1 = 3, because now our combined efforts and resources are blowing that up. So if it's a matter of you're concerned about working with somebody in your same space, let that go. Let's work on your mindset about understanding that there is zero ceiling on success unless it's between your own two ears. Yeah, okay.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Right there. So, Mark, we have a couple of questions that you and I discussed last week that I want to go back to because I'm excited about them.
Oh, let's do it.
And so one of them that you mentioned last week, and folks, I'll tell you, Mark dropped a couple of these things on me and then didn't give me the answer. So I had to chew on them for a week. I had to think about them. I had to wonder what they were. And so I'm super curious to see what these are. Number one, what is the magic question?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. And I kind of alluded to it, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen, we're going to do this right now. Nobody knows what, this is not planned. So we're going to see what his actual live response is. Not canned, it's no script. So I want you to see the potential impact of this. Again, we're going to use the same examples. I'm the guy that owns a bakery. He's a retail guy. Or we're going to reverse him. I'm the retail guy, he's a bakery. And I say, you know, after we've argued about who lost the game last week in politics and all, and I say, Stephen, let me ask you a question, man. He said, what, Mark? I say, is it okay if I periodically refer you new business?
Of course.
I think I know the answer, right?
Yeah.
So he says, yeah. And I said, okay, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I don't really, and this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is just me play acting, but, you know, you don't want to make this sound canned. So he said, okay, I don't want to have it all worked out, but, you know, I let me get back to you on something. And you say, but now, by the same token, as long as it doesn't take away from anything you're currently doing, are you okay with periodically returning the favor?
100%.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the power of the magic question. Now, here's the point. That little question is the hinge that swings the door to mega opportunity wide open. And again, you start out with your current reputable vendors. You mm-hmm. already have established relationship. In other words, mm-hmm. you don't hear this and go across the street, somebody you've never done business with. Right. You know, no. They don't know you. That's, Stephen, you know the old, I heard Seth Godin say this first, but you know the old joke about you go into a social event, you meet somebody, and within 5 minutes, you're proposing marriage. That's ridiculous. Well, that's what you're doing online when you stick a sales page in front of somebody's face.
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are yet. I don't know if I trust you. Or so this is a nurturing thing. You know this vendor. They know you. They're reputable. That's why I use the word reputable, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry. You know how I get, Stephen. The point is, the magic question is the starter, the trigger, if you will, mm-hmm. that's going to knock down the other dominoes. Because not only is Stephen saying, Mark, yeah, you know, I'll periodically return the favor. Here's what he's saying without saying it. Mark, the network I have today, tomorrow, and next year, which will be better than it is now, you get indirect access to that too.
That's right.
Do you not see how? Because think about this. Steve and I, if we keep breathing, we're both going to meet new people down the road, are we not? That we don't know right now. We're not connected to right now. Well, the people in our inner circles, in a roundabout way, they get access to that too. You said you know Grant Cardone on a first name basis, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, I could write Grant Cardone from now to the end of time and probably would never get a response. But if Stephen texts him, say, hey, a friend of mine, Mark Newsom, he's going to reach out to you. I told him I knew you. He just wants 5 minutes of your time. I got 1,000% chance better. If I can't get to Grant, I can get to somebody's inner circle.
Yeah,
That's absolutely the power of leverage and what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And there's two things that I want to make sure that we hammer back on that. And any of my coaching clients have heard this over and over again. Number one, and any salesperson I've ever trained. Number one, you have to earn the right to ask. Mark said, it's not somebody that you've never done business with, just somebody down the, no, you have to earn the right to ask them. You have to use their services. Anytime, if I'm going to collaborate with, let's say a coffee shop, I'm going to be buying coffee there. I'm going to get to be somebody that they know. They're going to see my face. I'm probably going to get to know them on a first name basis. I'm going to earn that right. We know that people want to do business with those they like, trust, and respect. If they don't know I exist, I have not earned the right to ask something like that. Number one. Number two, and all of my coaching clients and all of our marketing clients know this one. You have to first provide value before you ask for somebody to give value back to you. You have to first provide it. Mark said you go to the people and say, hey, would you be okay with me referring business to you? He didn't say, hey, let's set up a symbiotic relationship. He said, would you be okay with me referring business to you? I actually would probably just, you know, again, we haven't scripted this out. I would probably ask that question, get the yes, because nobody's going to say no.
I don't think.
The funny thing is they'll probably ask, some of them may ask, where's the string? However, again, if you have built that relationship, if you've earned the right to ask, they're probably going to have no problem with that. But I would probably say, hey, can I refer people to you? I'd see this. I mean, this coffee shop is absolutely amazing. You guys do a great job. You know, it's a bakery. You guys, you know, did my daughter's birthday cake. Is it okay? This is a business I own. I want to make sure that with my sphere of people that I refer to you, do you have some business cards maybe that I can hand out and then run with it and leave on it? Well, guess what? If you again have earned the right to ask that question, you built the relationship there and you ask that and you're doing it. Number one, they're probably naturally going to give that back to you because that's just the human nature of good people is to say, hey, you've done for me. I appreciate you. There's a relationship here. Let me give back to you. But then if you do later in conversation say, hey, I passed out a couple business cards. I don't know if, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith came in. Would you be willing if I dropped a couple of business cards off for you, if you have anybody in your sphere? And every time I guarantee you 100%, they're going to say yes. So you earn the right to share through relationships. Guys, we are businesses, absolutely. But first and foremost, we are humans doing business with humans, which is why I love small business versus corporation, which is why statistically people want to do business with small businesses way over the box stores, the big chains, because they want to do business with people that they have built a relationship with. So build that relationship, earn the right to share, and then you can ask after you have first provided value and then give back. I'll tell you, folks, if you're looking for attention onto your business, do something that's free. Every business owner I talk to is going, well, gosh, Steve, we're strapped right now. How am I supposed to do something for free? Find something to do for free. Give a seminar. Give a 1 hour of your time in the evening webinar for free just to give people value, because then you've earned the right to ask for their business back. In fact, segue here and we'll get back on. But we are going to be putting a mastermind together of entrepreneurs to just give free information to one another, to join together. It's going to cost nothing to be a part of it. It's going to cost you nothing you're not going to get anything out of it as far as monetarily, other than the fact that we're helping one another. And I guarantee you there's connections that will happen in that. And that's where we're doing the collaboration like we're talking about. I don't care what your business is. If you're collaborating with somebody outside of your sphere in a competing space, in a non-competing space, guys, that's how we blow this business world up for all of us. Mark, we are running short on time. So the one that I really, really want to get to, what is the Taylor Swift effect?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, you know, because she's an iconic pop figure, I'm using her, but this could apply to, you know, you take any celebrity, you know, Brad Pitt, whatever you want to do with. Let me give you the overall review, because I really want to see this. Stephen and I, this is hypothetical. We are her marketing consultant gurus. And she's like, guys, you know, what can I do to kind of take things to the next level? And Stephen and I look at each other and say, oh, I'm glad you asked. Here's what you're going to do, Taylor. You know the next world tour you're going to go on for 18 months? And she's like, yeah, you're going to play so many venues. We've set up a collaboration, joint venture, whatever you want to call it. Every concert during the intermission, you're going to flash a super pimped out Ford Escalade or a Tahoe, a Navigate. And you're going to say, the MC, ladies and gentlemen, you see this car up here? One of you is going to get a text telling you you've won this car 24 hours after this concert. So go to this website right here and enter. There's no cost. Okay, long story short, after she goes on her world tour, she's got an email list now of 2.5 million people, 3 million people. Okay, now what? We contact Netflix and say, okay, we got a deal for you. We will deliver, we don't know how many millions, but hundreds of thousands of customers, but here's what we want. Instead of you charging your current rate of $15, $17, whatever, we want you to go back 4 or 5 years ago. Because remember, you're not paying anything for these customers. You charge them $10.99 for 3 years, or X. After the third year, if they want to stay on, they pay the current rate. And they say, wow, okay. And we say, ha, you're going to charge them 10, but we're going to pay you 8. Okay. Taylor's going to put the other $2 per subscriber in her pocket. She's going to make millions of dollars with one vendor. And then you know what Taylor's going to do? She's going to do a special interview from her studio, and she's going to say, I want you to introduce you to two gentlemen who, couple strategies that put about $40 million extra in my pocket. I didn't have to cut a record. I didn't have to go on tour. You go, what? Stephen Harris and Mark Newsom, come on in here. Are we going to get some business? That's the power of potential collaboration. I'm calling it the Taylor Swift effect, meaning superstar, celebrity, icon, influencer.
Yeah.
Let them use what they already have, and you and I just show them how to sprinkle a little marketing strategy in there, and kaboom.
You know, it's funny, in preparation for this, as I was chewing on the Taylor Swift effect, of course, I'm thinking it has something to do with the NFL, right? Because that's the big thing around Taylor Swift right now, right? You have Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. So to kind of prove your point about leveraging the stardom of it, I looked at the numbers. Like I said, I love numbers. I love statistics. and thinking that that was kind of where you're going with it, which I was wrong, which again shows this is completely
unscripted. We absolutely could. I
mean, for the NFL, when it started getting rumored that Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs was dating Taylor Swift, just rumors 2 weeks prior, his Instagram following went up 1.3 million people simply because it was rumored that he was around her, that he was dating.
There it is.
1.3 million. Female viewership increased 53%. Football NFL viewership increased 53% for 12 to 17 year olds. How many 12 to 17 year old girls do you think are watching the Kansas City Chiefs play football week after week? But you know what? 53% more of them are doing it because they may get to see 30 seconds total of Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
34% of women above 35 increased their viewership, and ages 18 to 24, 24%. So just the sheer fact, and this isn't like Taylor Swift is being highlighted. She's not doing the halftime show. Right. They're not showing minutes of her. Right. There's a chance to get a glimpse of a 3 second little thing. And she's got so much stardom that people are watching the NFL in droves more as a result of it. So you didn't go where I thought you were going, but we kind of
said that's good. See that. You pointing out something. See, that's what collaboration can do.
That's what collaboration is about. That's it. So and folks, that doesn't mean that you need to go find the Mark Wahlbergs of the world that are going to start talking about and posting, you know, what you're doing. Let's find the people that are successful in your space. I think right now of a gentleman that lives, his office is about 20 minutes from where our office is at. He's a big deal in the space. We're completely different industries. He has a building, a 4-story building with his name on it. Like he's not a big deal, or he's not a small deal. But what if I just took him out to lunch? What if all of a sudden Steve Harris of Gorgeous Business Solutions was seen having lunch with that person? Just that proximity, number one, for advertising spaces. But let's take it even deeper. Number two, what do you think we're talking about? How to grow and scale businesses? How to make better marketing decisions? And so again, that collaboration should be multifaceted. It should be about growing your brand and your business, but it should also be about growing yourself as an entrepreneur and as a person. Excuse me, and that again goes back to last week's episode about the importance of being with people that can help you go to a different level. Okay, we've got just a few minutes left, and I've still got questions here, Mark, so we're going to keep this one short here.
Part two.
Yeah, that's right. You said last week that small business owners and entrepreneurs should stop treating their business like a one-night stand.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Steven, you know this as well as I do. A business, especially a small business, you spend an arm and a leg, you give all these resources to generate a customer. Mm. And then what do? Drop them like a hot potato and go chase another retail customer. No, my friend, you drill down.
Yep.
You increase that lifetime customer value. If it's online, the online order value, as Russell Brunson would say. But the point is, when you get a customer, I was going to say squeeze, but you know what I'm saying. Maximize that profit.
Yeah.
Testimonials, additional product and services. And let me just throw one other thing in there, Stephen. I know we're running out of time, but I got to share this. Ladies and gentlemen, he just said something. This gentleman that owns this building, if I'm a jeweler, he's getting my $10,000 presidential Rolex watch either at cost or free. Why? Because he's rubbing shoulders with the people I want to be selling my jewelry to.
You got it.
You follow me?
You got
it. This is what we're talking about. If I'm a suit guy, The most influential people, the athletic director of the junior college, the major college, the this, the that, the law firm, they're getting my stuff at cost because they're a walking, talking billboard. I just had to get that in.
Yeah, no, that's so good. So let's think about, we work with quite a few clients that are in the wellness space. So let's talk about that. You know, you have somebody who is a known athlete in the area, right? Somebody who's got a big following, and all of a sudden they're using your wellness, whatever it happens to be. Folks that own gyms, if all of a sudden you have somebody who is a known athlete that's going places and they're using your gym, what is it? What does it really cost you? You write off $20 a month of worth of membership to have him in there. Trade him for it. Horse trade. Figure out a way that's a symbiotic. Hey, you know, one of the things that we're thinking about in our business is next year, I want to have the high school football team. I'm going to fund all of their practice jerseys because I want my brand out there and I want people to know that you want to know how to get into an adult's good graces, take care of their children. So if I'm putting them in a practice jersey that I've paid for, yes, it's going to have my branding on it. All of a sudden now we're creating once again, we're creating that collaboration. And that is something that I don't receive any monetary results from necessarily. It's giving back. It's earning the right to then ask their parents for the business. Okay, we got about 5 minutes left here, Mark. Now I have questions that I don't think you're prepared for. So we're gonna make this quick, but everybody has to answer this. What does the term whole life success mean to you? Whole life success.
See, if when they throw the dirt on me for the final time, if they say this man was a server, and I mean served people, I've met my purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And service it with your time as you've given today, your energy as you've given today, your knowledge as you've given today, your love of people, and your family. And so, no, absolutely. I love that. So we, and hopefully all of our listeners, but definitely the people I surround myself with, we're constantly in pursuit of knowledge, and just what you have shared with me today and then our conversation last week, obviously you are the same. So what do you think would be the most impactful book that you have ever read?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going with As a Man Thinketh. And I tell you why, it's because if you can get control of this gray matter up here, you got possibilities. Yeah. So focus on getting your mindset right, because it doesn't matter what Stephen and I share with you. If you got the wrong mindset, it's not going to be as effective, as impactful as it could be when you and I have the right mindset dialed in.
Absolutely. Man, is that true? I'll share a brief story. I was a salesperson in the car business many moons ago, and I was breaking the records, leading the board. I was typically the top salesperson on an off month. I'd be number two.
I'm not surprised.
And all of a sudden, one month, I went from selling 20 plus cars to two. And whoa. And it just, I was like, wow, that was weird. And then the following month, I sold three. And I just, what in the world is going on? And so the owner of the dealership came up to me and asked me into his office, and he said, hey, you know, I mean, what you went from top dog to bottom of the board these last 2 months. And I said, you know what? I apologize. I know I'm trying to get my head right. I'm trying to pull myself out of it. And he said, I want you to take the next 3 days off, and we're going to start with, go home, put your shorts on, grab your golf clubs, and I'll meet you at the course in 2 hours. And so we went and played a round of golf. He said, put your phone away. We're not talking business. We're going to talk about golf. We're going to have a couple beers and we're going to relax. And I took a couple days off and I just got my head right. I got out of, because my head was like trying to solve this and fix this. And anybody who knows me, I'm just a dog with a bone problem solver. And I got my mind in the way. And gosh, if that doesn't show the effect of what happens with our minds. I don't care how skilled you are, how talented you are, what you've done in the past. If your mind is in the way, that's it.
That's
funny.
It.
My Mark didn't know this. In fact, nobody knows this until right now, other than my Angie, because I woke up at 2 a.m. and had to come write a note in the office. Our next podcast episode, I'm assuming, unless something brilliant comes that's going to push this back a week, is actually going to be about the placebo effect. The fact that so many times we believe things that actually aren't true just because it's in our mind. And so we have results. And so the placebo effect, even if you aren't the most talented, the most skilled, you haven't made the right relationships yet. If you believe in yourself, and if you know that you get your mind right, that you are the best, even as you are skilling up to be the best, you're going to find amazing levels of success. So little teaser, that's hopefully next week, but You never know. Inspiration comes at odd times.
I look forward to that one. Okay.
So, yeah, the mind is awesome. Okay, last question.
I'm dying to know about this collaborational thing you're putting together, but.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot coming on. There'll actually be we should have a commercial going to start bumping into our podcast here over the next couple months with this an event coming up in January for sure. So that's coming up. Mark, how can people connect with you? You have dropped so much wisdom and knowledge for us. And I know this audience loves to continue to build relationships, as we have actually just literally discussed for 45 minutes now. Whoa. About collaborating. How can people get to connect with you and bring value to you and get value back from you?
Excellent. Two ways. Number one, ladies and first of all, thank you for this fabulous opportunity again, Stephen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a blog. I like to call it my home, cyberspace. It's you, Y-O-U, all one word. Don't skip a space like my late brother used to do. YouCanMarketOnlineNow.com, all one word. That's my blog. Please hook up with me on LinkedIn. We'll follow, connect each other. It's LinkedIn.com/IN/AskMarkNewsom. I had to look that up to make sure I said that right, Steve. Steven and I are connected on LinkedIn. Join the party. Get on LinkedIn. Yeah. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it's the biggest B2B, B2C platform currently on the planet. You got to be there.
Absolutely.
Your customers, potential customers there.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Mark, even after our conversation last week, I have started spending more time on LinkedIn. Unfortunately, as business owners these days, we have to kind of be social media influencers in order to really drag business to ourselves and get the attention. Because as we started this conversation with, if you don't have attention, if people don't know about you and your product, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how perfectly priced it is. It doesn't matter if it's free. It doesn't exist. So, unfortunately, as we have, Instagram and Facebook and all these other places, folks, LinkedIn, especially if you're wanting to connect with people that are influencing, people that are people that you're going to be able to collaborate with, LinkedIn is a great spot. I have seen more growth just by participating in LinkedIn this week alone after mine and Mark's previous conversation than I have on any other platform. Ooh. And I've connected with people who, we talked about being the big fish in the small pond. I am getting connected into ponds that are bigger than me, and that's Likewise. Where the growth and the collaboration happens.
One other thing, Stephen. Yes, one sir. Other thing. I'll be remiss. I know you've already hammered them over the head, but ladies and gentlemen, I got to share this with you. He knows this is a fact. There is a mega player on LinkedIn right now, had their account temporarily shut down. Please remember this. Unless your last name is Zuckerberg or Musk or Hoffman, you and I don't own those platforms. Your account, the plug can be pulled at any time. I like to say it like this, Stephen. Think of it as sleeping on your ex-in-law's couch. Mm. One day they come home and say, Stephen, I love you, but you got to go. Where's that going to leave you? Homeless. Yeah. You have to be building your own opt-in email subscriber base. Email's Absolutely. Dead. No.
No.
I had to get that in. I know you've told him that.
But no, I agree with you. That. And shameless plug here, folks. If you need help setting that up, gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. Happy to get that going. You can't go to our website without having my chatbot available and something popping up saying, hey, here's either a free resource or sign up for a newsletter. Or I think we're changing it this week to a free 1-hour coaching session. So make sure that, you're building that own platform that you own that's taken care of. If you don't know how to do that, you need help doing that. That's for us. So,
Steven.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm going to put links in the show notes to Mark's LinkedIn. That way you can find him super easy. Just click on that. I'm going to put a link to his website on there as well. And I'm also going to put a link to the book, As a Man Thinketh. Go on there. It'll actually be linked right to Amazon. You can click on that and order right there. And then I've always, as always, any of the statistics I'll have referenced on there. That way you can find those as well. And
that's not an affiliate link, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not associated with Jeff Bezos anyway. So.
That's right. That's right.
I want you to think I'm plugging the book because I'm getting something out of it.
However, Jeff, if you want to be on the show, just reach out to me, Steve at gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com.
We won't hold it against you.
Okay. That's right. Hey, Mark, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your knowledge. I appreciate you being somebody who wants to grow each other, who wants to give into a community. You know, I've said it multiple times today that we need to give value first before asking. You have given and given and given, and I appreciate so. You. Folks, if you need some help with your marketing, if you need some new strategies, some new greatness, if just to think outside the box, reach out to Mark again. I'll put the link in the bio or in the
reach out to both of us. Okay.
That's right. So please work with Mark, reach out to him. And we'd love to see your comments, on this, like, and subscribe, and let's keep growing this community so we can get more amazing people, like Mark on the show. Mark, again, I appreciate you.
You guys demand that he bring me back. Come on.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know what? As this thing grows, I'm sure we're going to be bringing Mark back on. So I'm looking forward to that time. Mark, thank you again. I appreciate everything you've done for us today.
Likewise, my friend. This was a pleasure.
Perfect. Us too.